Shalom Aleichem. Okay, good morning, everybody. Let's see again. We're learning Rosh Hashanah. Let's go back to Dalet Amud Aleph, the last two lines. Tana Rabbanan, this is a long sugya about Baal Teachah. It's going to go for a few dafim. So it starts here, Tana Rabbanan. And it says one is in violation of Baal Teachah if he donated money to the Beis HaMikdash. Erchen and Damim and Haramim, Hagdashis, and he didn't bring Karbonis, Bechor Maisa Pesach. So the Gemara asked the question, on Hey Amid Aleph, Pesach, you don't have Shalosh Shigolim to bring a Korban Pesach, you have to bring it on Pesach. Shalosh Shigolim is on other Korban. If you don't bring, just like if Kaimi Aniyim, the Gemara says, Avom Amid Aleph, Rabbah says, if there are Aniyim in town, the Gemara said before, was in violation of Baal Teachah on Tzedakah. Where is that? On Dalet Amud Aleph says, the last line, if you don't give tzedakah, there's Baal Teachah Shalosh Shigolim. So Rabbi says, you don't have to wait Shalosh Shigolim. If there are aniyim who live in your village and they see you and you don't give them, so you violate Baal Teachah right away. So the same is true regarding Korban Pesach. I have a Korban Pesach, I'm magdish it a week before Pesach. If I don't bring it on our Pesach, I violated Baal Teachah. So the Gemara asks, on Hey Amud Aleph, why do you say Pesach is Baal Teachah Shalosh Shigolim? It's a violation right away. So Rav Chisda says it's taka mistake. Pesach kedinasva, it doesn't belong in the Braisa. The Braisa is listing off all the normal cases of Baal Teachah that you only violate Shalosh Shigolim. Rav Sheshit says no. Pesach means shlamah ma'aboy machmas haPesach. It means I was mafresh a korban Pesach, and I put a tag on it. This is my korban Pesach. I have my name and I have my cell phone, my address, whatever, and it got lost. It's a comes up Pesach, I have to bring another Korban Pesach. And then we find it. We find that a Chalam of Pesach. So the din is Moshe Pesach Korab Shlamim. Yamakar did is a Korban Shlamim. So that Shlamim has Shalosh Shigolim. So the Gemara asks, so that says in the Pesach Shlamim, on the last line, on Dalet Amud Aleph, it says, you violate Baal Teachah and Chata Sashim Oilo Shlamim, all the Korban, so Shlamim and Shlamim. So why does it say Pesach? The Gemara says, no, two kinds of Pesach, two kinds of Shlamim. And for the Gemara, Tana Shlamim Habayim Machmas Pesach, but Tana Shlamim Habayim Machmas Atzma. If you're Magdish Shlamim, that's a din of Baal Teachah. And even if it started off as a Pesach and it switched to become a Shlamim, Pesach B'Shayim Mois HaShanim, Mois HaPesach Kar Shlamim, also has a din of Baal Teachah Shalosh Shigolim. What's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says on the last line on Hey Amud Aleph, Salka Dait Chamin, one might have mistakenly thought, Hoyle Machmus HaPesach Kosu Kid Pesach Domi, and according to Pesach, Baal Teachah is violated right away. If you don't bring it on Pesach, so would have flushed Lama, my boy Machmus HaPesach, also, you don't have Shalosh Shigolim, Kamash Malon that you do have Shalosh Shigolim. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Mino Hanimili, how do you know all these dinim that you violate Baal Teachah on Tzedakah, and on Lekachi Klepeya, the top of Dalban, all these various things, the Tana Rabbanan, a whole Braisa. So Behemshech, the Gemara learns everything out from Psukim, and says, among other things, that there's a Din Baal Teachah and a Korban Toida as well. A Toida is a Korban, like all the Korban. Just want to say a word about a Korban Toida. There's a Perkat Toida. Perkat Toida is where the end of Benochas, I think. I forgot things. Things are in the Benochas. So in Perek HaToida, there's an important machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara says, the brachas haba tzichim lahoidus, based on a whole Perek in Tehillim. There are four people, Chodesh Nisrapi, Oivrei Yamim, and Yotzevi Beis Hasurim, Achayiv haba tzichim lahoidus. So Tosfos says, haba tzichim lahoidus, they mechuyiv to recite brachas hagaymo. But no one is ever mechuyev to bring a korban toida. Toida is only bo ben edim and adava. Like an oil of shlamim is bo ben edim and adava. So toida is never mechuyev. And Rashi learns not so. Rashi learns, abot tzichim lahoidus means the four people, bezman shabes mikdash haikam, those four people were obligated to bring a korban toida and to express their gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And bezman shabes mikdash kaim, so you have no choice. So all you can do is recite brichas hagaymah. But Rashi holds that Abba Tzichim Lahoidus Amchuyev to bring a Korban Toida, and in addition to which, Toida is also Bob and Edom and Adob. If a person didn't experience one of those things, he wants to express his gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that he's still alive and that he's able to function. And so also he can bring a Korban Toida. So the Taida is sometimes bo b'chayva and sometimes bo b'nedova, according to Rashi. According to Taisus, it's never b'chayva, it's always b'nedova. The Mishnah Berurah points out this Rashi in Hilchas Bichas HaGoyimam, that Rashi in the first perek in Zvachim learns Pshat in the Gemara there talks about Shinoi Kodesh. A person takes a carbon, let's say it's a carbon oila. An oila is a gift, a doron, a gift to the Ribbono Shel. So the Kohen decides, you, Shegetz, the Balabosa brings the carbon oila to the Beis Hamikdash. You're bringing a carbon oila. Who do you think you are? You did Averis. I'm going to be makir of this as a chatos. And tomorrow you'll bring an oila. But today, you first you bring a chatos, then tomorrow you bring an oila. So he takes an animal, he knows it's an oila, and he says, I'm shechting it, and I'm zarek nadam, I'm doing the all the matana, all the zvikas, all the avodas, l'shem, a different carbon. So that's Shinui Kodesh. So the Mishnah says, all karbanas that he made Shinui Kodesh, that kosher b'di'evit, but le'olah le'baylam l'shem chayva. Except for chattas and rosham, that even b'di'evit, it's not kosher. Except for chattas and pesach. Except for chattas and pesach, that even b'di'evit, it's not kosher. So Rashi gives an example there. What's an example of Shinui Kodesh? One person was Yetzim Beis Asurim, and he's obligated to bring a carbon taida. The other person was a Cholish and Isrape, and he's obligated to bring a carbon taida. So, and let's say one person did both. One person, he was a Cholish and Isrape, and then he was put in prison as Yetzim Beis Asurim. So, according to Rashi, he had to bring two carbonous taida. So he brings a carbon taida, let's say, for the second Yeshua that he had. And the Kohen and the Beis HaMikdash decides you should go in order. Even though you are Magdashit for the second Yeshua, I'm going to be a maker of it. I'm here for the first Yeshua. Let's say Ben was Mechal Shabbos. On Shabbos Parshas Noach, he carried and Rishus Sarab Deraisa. And then on Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha, he smoked a cigar. He did Havor. So he did two different Chilul Shabbos, Vishoygig, on two different weeks. And then he's mafresh. You have to be mafresh a separate chatas for this, for going carrying chutz la'erev on the first week, and a separate chiyav chatas for smoking the cigar on the second week. So he can't be yotzev with one chatas. You need a separate. So he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash. He brings the second chatas and the second avera, second chilush. Goin says you're doing the kohen, and the Beis HaMikdash says you should go in order. Even though you're bringing, you're magdashit for the second Chilul Shabbos, for the smoking of the cigar, I'm going to be makrivit for the first Chilul Shabbos that you did on the first week. So that's an example of the Shinui Kodesh. He was mafresh achatos for one avera, and you're bringing it for a different avera. So Rashi learns the same applies to Korban Taida. He was obligated to bring a Korban Taida because he was a Cholish and Isrape a year ago, and then later he was Yetzim Beis Asurim, and he's bringing the Toida for the second one. And the Kohen says, no, I want to go in order. I'm going to begin for the first one. So Rashi learns in the Gemara in Zvachim that that's called the Shinui Kodesh. He's bringing it for the wrong Toida. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Beir Aloche that that's Rashi Lishitasa, that Rashi holds that the Toida is a chiyuv to bring Abotzich Melohai, not like Taisus. According to Taisus, Toida is always an Adova. It's never Bob B'chayv, it's always Bob in Adova. But going to Rashi, the Abbot Zichem Lodis, I'm chiv to bring a Taida. So you can talk about the Shinui Kodesh. He's makriv, the Taida, for a different Hadar, not for this one. Then the Mishnah Berurah discusses, let's say all the people flew back from Eretz Yisrael, and everybody has to say Brichas HaGaimo, because over Yamim. So instead of having 20 people say, so one person gets up and he's Motzi, everybody, because he's Mechuy B'dov, he can be Motzi Ramadei Chayvosim. But one of them, what if one of the people was a Chodesh and Israp and the other one was Orvei Yamim? Maybe he's not called Mechuy Dova. Just like Rashi wrote on the Gemara, if you're Makriv, a Toida that was designated for Orvei Yamim, and you're Makrivit L'Shem Chodesh and Israp, so Rashi learns in the Gemara in the first paragraph of Zvachman that was a discussion of a possibility of a Shini Kodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah says maybe that's called Eina Mechuy Dova. Maybe you can't. Maybe he shouldn't be mochi the others because he has a different chiyuv. He's mochiv in a different kind of a birchas hagadim. There is another carbon like this that is sometimes in mochiv. Let's say achatas hashem is never bob in a dove. Achatas and hashem is always a carbon chayva. There's a ashem talui. If a person is mesupik, if he knows that he violated an aver b'shogig, which would have been koris b'nezid, then he violated the aver b'shogig, he's mechuyev to bring a chatas. What if he has a safik? What if he has a safik? Whether he violated these or koris, then you bring an ashem talui. So ashem talui, you're mechuyev to bring. So there's a machlekes hatanaim. What the ashem talui is bo ben edim and adob. Some tanaim who lived in bisman abayis, were of the opinion that Ashim Tala is Bob Ben Edim and Adam. He can volunteer every day. The one day a year that the Yerushalmi says he can't volunteer Ashim Tala is Matzah Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is Mechaper, and the people are Chayav Ashim Tala. So the day after Yom Kippur is not Shaykh to volunteer. So according to that, I think it could be that we pass like that in Yeridaya, that Ashim Tala in the beginning of Yeridaya, if a person Shechts the Shem Chatos, so there's no chashash of shchut techutz because he can't be magdish or chatas. It's not bo ben edim l'dov. What if he shechts to the shem ashem toloi? So it's a machlok z'hapanoim, and I think in Shulchan Aruch it says.
Okay.
So I think in Shulchan Aruch it says that ashem toloi is bo ben edim l'dov. So it's like Rashi over here. Ashem toloi is a carbon that sometimes you mechuyev to bring it, and sometimes it's a bob and edam and a dot. So that's what Rashi holds by carbon toida. Anyway, so carbon toida, in order to be yosei, the chiyuv toida, either going to Rashi, yimuchuyev abotzich nos, then muchuyev to bring a toida, or if a person says, hare alai lahavi carbon toida, so he has to bring the carbon with aboim chalas. 30 are gonna, 3 minim of matzah, 30 matzah, and 10 achametz. And you have Trumas Lachmei Toda, one out of every 10, you give it to the Kohen. So if you bring a Toda and you didn't bring the Aboim Chalos Toda, then you're not yet to the Mitzvah. What if a person makes Tumura? You're not allowed to. But you get Malkus if you make Tumura. But okay, but if a person does make Tumura, so if you have a Tumura of a Karbon Chatos, a Tumura's Chatos is Mesa. That's one of the Chamish Chatos on Mesa. So you have a Tumura of an Oila. So who is Mirasa Yekaidish? So you makrib the Tmura. Tmura of a Shlamim, so you makrib it as a Shlamim. Tmura of a Toida, you makrib it as a Toida, but you weren't Mechuyev. Mechuyev is either Abot Sikh Melahiris, according to Rashi, you Mechuyev, or if he said Hare Alai Toida, either Bechoiva or Benedova. So if you have a Toida that you Mechuyev to bring, then you're only out to the Mitzvah if you bring Aboim Chalas. If you have a Toida that's a Tmura's Toida, somebody violated this, so he made it tomorrow. So the din is that it's karev, tomorrow's that only tomorrow's chatos is one of the chamish chatos on mesis. Chatos on mesis means you have to lock it up in a room and let it die from starvation. If you have, let's say, a tomorrow's osham, so there's a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnayis. I think I'm pretty sure we pass on the chamish chatos on mesis only by chatos, not by osham. And even though there's a din kachatos ka osham, there's a hekesh, osham has a lot of the dinim achatos, but it doesn't have 100% of all the dinim. So this halacha, the Moshe Misinai, the Gemara says, you don't derive a mamatzina. Let's say you have hekesh between kachatos ka osham, hekesh between osham and achatos, but you don't extend the halacha, the Moshe Misinai, from chatos to osham. So the chamash chatos ha-mesis, that's halacha, the Moshe Misinai, hilchasa gemiri lo. So that you don't, we paskin. One Tana says you do, we paskin, you don't extend that to Oshem. So what do you do if you have Tmuras Oshem? So it's Chal. Tmuras Chat is also Chal, but it's Chamash Chatos Amesis. You lock it up and let it die from starvation. What if you have a Tmuras Oshem? So you can't be Makravit as an Oshem. An Oshem is not Bob Ben Edim and Dabba. So what do you do if you have an Oshem and you can't be Makravit? So that's the din. Amos Chatos Kore Vailon. We mentioned the other day, Yehoyada HaKoyin was a Kohen Gadol during the Bais Rishon period. And in the Haftorah of Parshas Shkolim, we read a section in Sefer Melachim where the Mishneh in Shkolim says that this Yehoyada HaKoyin, Zu Medrash Darash Yehoyada HaKoyin, he darshan adin. The Moshe Achat is Korevayla. Let's say, we gave him a Shalom. A person sets aside, a person was eight chelev b'shoigeg, so he has to bring a Korban Chatas. He doesn't know how expensive it is. So he sets aside $1,000 to bring a korban chatos. So the $1,000 has what we call kedushas damim la mizbeach. If you set aside an animal that's kedushas haguf lamizbech, so it has no pinyon until it gets a mum kavur. But if you set aside bunny, then kedushas damim lamizbech, so then it has pinyon. So he sets aside $1,000. He comes to Yerushalayim. He finds that he can buy a korban chatos for $500. So he has extra $500 left over, and has kedushas damim lamizbeach of chatos. But he chatos not bought ben eder nedarim. So what does he do? So that's the halacha that Yehoyada Hakoyin Dashan from the Psukim in Chumash, that Moshe chatos karvoyla, any money left over from a chatos slips in and it becomes an oila, not an oilas nidvas yochid. He's not a balakorn, oilas nidvas tzibur, and minchasim and iskeyim is from machtes hashekel money. You don't take from his pocket. He's not the balakorn. He doesn't do smicha, and it's not his oila. It's oilas nidvas tzibur, and kabban tzibur usually don't have smicha. Just a few exceptions where korban tzibur. Smicha can only be done by the balakorn. So kabban tzibur, you can't get all quality sorted to do smicha. So on rare occasions, the Chumash has a few exceptions to the rule that you have smicha, two or three cases. Mishnayos have a machlokes hatanaim. How many cases of korban tzibur do you have smicha? But usually you don't have. So Moshe Chata is karev oil. If you have $500 left over, he set aside $1,000. You have $500 left over, so you bring oil as nidvas tzibur. Another example is, let's say, for example, the fellow ate chelev b'shoigeg, or even b'chal Shabbos b'shoigeg. He ate chametz b'pesach b'shoigeg, so he has to bring a korban chatos. So he sets aside two kvasim, two behemoths, a mafrish shtei chatos l'acharayis, and then he's makariv one of them. So what does he do with the one that's left over? Both of them had kedusha aguf l'mizbech. They both had kedusha chatos. Chatos is not bor b'ned v'medov. If you're not mechuyev chatos, you can't be mafrish. But if you are mechuyev chatos and you're mafrish one, then you mafrish tomorrow another one. The second one is chal. If you already brought the first one, you already niskaper, so you're not chayv chatos. You can't be mafrish a second chatos if they already brought the first chatos. But if you mafrish tei chatos l'achrayis, he didn't bring any chatos. He's mafrish one, then he's afraid and they get lost. Mafrish another one, then he's makru one of them. So that's not called a chatos and niskaper by lea b'acheres. That's lemisa ozlo. One of the chamish chatos amesis is chatos and niskaper by lea. But this is not niskapa v'ale. Chatosh and niskapa v'ale means chatosh ovdo. It was mafish a chatosh and it got lost. Then I mafish another one. It wasn't lachrayis because the first one got lost. And then I found the first one. Then I makriv the second one. So the first one was nitris. So then it's halach al Moshe Messina that it's mesa. But it's a mafish malachatrila. Shtei chatos lachrayis. So then I makriv one of them as a chatosh. And the extra one, as Moshe Chatos, Korival, a makrivit as another. So again, so let's say you have, there's a din about the acher. If you mechuyev to bring a korban, you have to hustle to bring it within Shol Shugom. What if he has a chatos, a tmuras chatos? You're not makrivit at all. He's supposed to lock it up and let it die. So if he waited a whole year and he didn't lock it up yet, there's no din about the acher on that. When you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, if you have a chatas that's lemisa ozli, supposed to lock it up and let it die, you should do it whenever you mechiv to do a mitzvah, you do it as soon as possible. You don't wait forever. But there's no din of bal tachar on that. Bal tachar is on karbanos. Let's say you have a toida. So if you know that this is the toida that you're mechuyev to bring, either because according to Rashi you one of the abotich melahedus and you are mafrish it for that, or because he said harei alai toida and you're mechuyev, you're mekabel a neder, so you have a carbon that you're mechuyev to bring, so you bring with the 40 chalas toida. If you have a tmuras toida, you makriv it with that chalas toida. What if it was the sarif? Had a taida and I had a tmuras taida, and they got mixed up. So you bring them both to the Beis HaMikdash and you have a 40 chalas, and you say, if this animal is the taida, these aboim chalas are for this animal. If this one is if that's the tmuras taida, this one is the taida, so the 40 chalas are for that one. What if one of the two dies and you don't know which is which? Then when the sarva yach, you don't know which is which. So you have a carbon that's a sofik taida, sofik tmuras taida. So if it's a tmuras taida, you don't bring aboim chalas. If it's a taida, then you do bring aboim chalas. And if it's a tmuras toida, you're not supposed to bring chalas toida, and you bring it, it's an issue of chulam bazar. You're not allowed to. To bring chulam bazar is a machlekes satanayim and a machlekes amarayim, whether it's an isa derais, an isa derabanan. But it's an isa. Not only you're not allowed to shech chulam bazar, you're not allowed to bring chalas toida to act as if. To act as if it's a part of a carbon toida. If it's a tmuras toida, not supposed to have. Doesn't have chalas toida, so bring a chalas toida into the azara will be a violation of maybe chulam azar. You're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, if you have such a case of a taruvis of the toida with the tmuras toida, so the Gemara says you can't be makrifit. Maybe it's a tmuras toida and you're not allowed to bring chalas toida because of chulam azar. Maybe it's a toida you must bring chalas toida. So you can't be makrifit. Period. So it can't be makrifit, then there's no violation. What do you do? I don't know. You wait till it gets a mum. I don't know what you do. Wait till it gets a mum, then you bring it as the money. Moshe kachim kalim is karev shlamim, like Moshe Pesach is karev shlamim. Moshe kachim kachim is karev oila. They have money left over from an osham, and money left over from a mincha also. Moshe kachim kachim is karev oila. And Moshe kachim kalim is karev shlamim. So if you have an animal that's a suffik, whether it's a taida or a tmuras taida, and you can't be makrifit as it is, so there's no din about the achet. What do you mean? You should have been makrifit's regular rishon. No, you can't, because you don't know whether you're supposed to bring the chalas taida or not. And even if it's more than shalas regalim, this is not, it's not oimed lakrab. So the Gemara says that there's no din of balti acher in such a situation. Then the Gemara thought maybe that's what the line in the Brisa meant. The Gemara said, no. The Gemara said, if that's the case, well, Kevin the Lav, right in the middle of Heyama base, the line begins with the word Kevin. Kevin the Lav, Bas HaKrabahi, if you have an animal that's a Sufik Toida, Sufik Tmura Toida, and you can't be makrifit because you don't know whether you have to bring Chalas Toida or you're not allowed to bring. So you can't be makrifit, so Mimele, what do you need a pasuk to darshan? The Bryce sounded like it had a pasuk to tell me that in such a situation there's no violation of Baltacher. It can't be Baltacher. You're not mukhiv, you can't bring it. There's no Baltacher in such a situation. So the Gemara says, no, the Olam, he goes on. The Bryce sounds like it says that there's no Baltacher on Chilufei Kachim. What do you mean, Chilufei Kachim? So chilufa kachim maybe means tmura. So let's say chilufa oila chilufa shlamim. If he made tmura, so oila tmura shlamim. So you did an avera. You did an avera by making tmura. But once you did the tmura, how you use marasa yeh kodesh? So tmura so oila is karev oila tmura shlamim is karev shlamim. So what do I need? The Gemara says, how can you have a pasuk that says that there's no balti acher? There should be balti acher. It's a regular carbon. The carbon came into existence because someone violated the avera of loyach lifenu. Someone violated tmura. But lemaisa, the carbon is oimid lahakrava. So of course there should be balti acher. So the Gemara says, how can the pasuk say that there's no balti acher? So the Gemara suggests, hacham askin gan shavu alav shnei regalim, a different case. Not tmura shlamin, tmura soila, a different case. I had an oil or a shlamim, and I already waited shnei regalim. And if I wait a regular shlishi, I'll violate bal teacher. Then the oil or the shlamim develops a mum kavua, vuhumam, gets a mum kavua, v'chilolo, and I'm paida. So the din is, you don't have to be paida on cash. You can be paida on a behema tmima. What are you going to do? Whenever you have an animal that gets a mum, so you paid on money, then you take the money, buy another animal. You have another animal, you can't be paid the hegdish on karka avod the mishtoris. But you can be paid the hegdish on shavu kesef. Even though it says, v'nos na kesef ikom lo, but the Torah Shabbat Peh Darshans, you can be paid the hegdish even on shavu kesef with the three exceptions of karka avod the mishtoris. So when he gets a korban that gets a mum kavu, he's going to be paid there. Why should he do in two steps? Why should he take, he should take money, be paid to the behema, then take, so the kedusha goes from the behema that had the mum kavu onto the money, then he's going to take the money and buy another behema. If he has the other behema tmima, let him say, I'm paid the behema balas mum, the carbon balas mum, I'm paid it onto this animal. It'll go directly. You don't need to do it in two steps. You can do it directly. a Maisa Sheni, you have a din. If you have Maisa Sheni, so you can only be putting in Maisa Sheni chutz liyushalayim. So you put in Maisa Sheni on Kesev. That's one of the three exceptions to the rule that Shabbat Kesev is not ki Kesev. The din is in Kala Targula, Shabbat Kesev is ki Kesev. Let's see, Mekadosh Anisha Kiddush Kesev. So you can give a ring Shabbat Kesev ki Kesev. You give candy, anything in Shabbat Puta. You can give anything that Shabbat Puta. So Kiddushin is good. Let's say a person is a Baal Chayv, so Shabbat Kesev you can pay. Kesev Yashav Bava, Mesi Allah, so Yashav the Rabbi Shabbat Kesev is also good. And Pidyon HaBen is good. Egel Zed Pidyon HaBen, you don't have to give cash. Shabbat Kesev is also good. And Kol HaTarukul Shabbat Kesev is good with three exceptions to the rule. The one exception to the rule is Pidyon Maisa Sheni. You need to have to give Tzata Kesev Kesev Sheyesh Olav Tzura. That idea is repeated a few times in Perek HaZohav. Based on Mishnayos in Shkolim, that based on Mishnayos and Masechet Maaser Sheni, I mean, that Pidyon Maaser Sheni can only be on Kesev. You can't use Shabbat Kesev. And then another exception to the rule, the Brisa in Bchoris, Dafnun Aleph, Dafnun Beis. The Brisa says the second exception to the rule is Machtzis HaShekel. Machtzis HaShekel, you have to give cash. You can't give Shabbat Kesev, and that's a question. And the Meforshim on Yerushalmi, whether that din, that Machzah Shekel, Shabbat Kesev, is not Kikesev, is that a din deraisa, a din derabbanan? Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his Chuvis that he wrote a chibur on the Yerushalmi when he ran away from the communists. He left it behind. Part of it was stolen from him. Part of it was missing. Part of it he left behind. So that he felt that that was his life's work, and he felt bad that he was missing his chibur on the Yerushalmi. But he writes in a Chuvis, then his commentary on Yerushalmi, he was Mavara, that he holds that that's a din deraisa, that you machta shekel, you have to give kesh, and not yosef, give shavah kesef, that that's a din deraisa. The third din is clearly only a din derabbanan. When you come three times the Pesach Shavuot Sukkos to be oila regel, and you have to buy oila sriya, so the Brisa says there in Choros, Dafnan Aleph, you have to pay for the oila sriya with kesh. So Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi, that's only a din derabbanan, that's not a din derais. So there are three cases, but Shabbat Kesev is not Kesev, but Pinyan Hegdish, Pinyan Aben, Pinyan Hegdish, the same, you can be paid by Shabbat Kesev, you just can't be paid by Karka Avad Mishtaras. So let's say Pinyan Maaser Sheni. So Pinyan Maaser Sheni paid onto money, then Mitzat HaKesev Yadach, I take the cash to Yerushalayim, then it says, when Asat HaKesev, Abok HaBatzon, Abay Yayin, Abay Sheikha. Then you do Chilu. Pidya means when you put in the Maaser Sheni on the money, then when you take money to Yerushalayim and you switch the Kedusha from the money onto the Sata Kesev, Baboka, Batsona, Bayayin, Bashechar, I transfer the Kedusha from the money onto Prima, Privi, Geduli, Karka, that's the Losh and the Gemara in Bavikam and Perek Merube, so that's called Chilo Maaser Sheni. The Rambam quotes when you do the Pidya onto Kesh, say, Bracha, Shekinishonim, and so with Zavadim, Pidya Maaser Sheni. Then when you come to Yerushalayim and you want to switch the Kedusha from the money onto the food, and the Sata Kesev Baboka, but don't you buy a salami sandwich with wine? Yeah. So then you say, Baruch Al Chilo Maaser Sheni. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rabbi. What if you want to skip the middle step? Like over here by the Kohen. What if I have the Maaser Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim, and I have a truck with a freezer on it. I want to be paid in the Maaser Sheni instead of being paid in the Maaser Sheni onto cash. Pidyon, and then doing chiluk from the money onto salami sandwiches, I want to switch the Kedushas Maaser Sheni onto the salami sandwiches. Till I get to Yerushalayim, it'll get ruined. So I have a truck with a freezer, I'm going to take it all to Yerushalayim. So the Rambam, I think, the Rambam, the Machlok is the Rambam and the Rai. So the Rambam says you can do chiluk directly. You don't have to first do pidyon, and then switch, then do chiluk, switch the Kedusha for the money onto the Baka Batona Bayana Mashiach. You can do directly. And the Ravid argues, he says, no, you have to do it the way it says in Chumash. First you have to do Pidyon, then you can do Chilo. But here we're talking when the Korban is Humam. The Korban gets a Mum Kavua, and you're going to be paid there. So instead of being paid onto money, and then taking the money to buy a Behemoth Tamim and switch the Kedushas, Anoyla Shlomim gets a Mum Kavua. So you switch paid onto money, the money has Kedushas, Damimlam is Bech. Then you take the money, you buy Behemoth Tamim, and you switch the Kedusha from the money out to the Behema. So the Gemara says, in case of Chilolo, you switch directly from the Behema Balas Mum, Kavua, onto the new Behema Tamima. Chilolo, that's called chilo al acher. So then, when will one be in violation of Balteach? So usually you need Shalosh Ugolim. So that's what the Braisa says. If I have chilufei oilo ushlamim, I had an oilo ushlamim that was already over olav shnei regolim. And we're working on the assumption that you only violate Balteacher if you have a Shalosh Ugolim. So if I wait till the third regel, I'll be in violation of Balteacher. But what happened in between the second and the third regel, the Behema got a mum kavua. So then I was mechalal the kedusha of the Behema. Instead of being paid onto money and the money onto Behema, I go directly from the Behema, the chilolo, the loshen of Gemara. The chilolo alach is mechalal the kedusha on another animal. So now the Braisa means to say you have shalosh regalim on the new animal. So the Gemara says, what if only one regal goes by? One might mistakenly think that this animal has its kedusha, a hemshach of the original animal, which I already waited to, I already delayed to regalim. So sal b'daitachamina, hola mikar kamakosi keman. The overall love gimel regalim dame. I would have thought I already waited two regalim, and now if I wait one regal, it'll be mitzar of b'shalosh regalim. So kamash malon that you have three regalim from now on. Kamash malon you have three regalim on the new animal, and that's what it means in the braisa. The braisa says that there's only balteacher on the original korban. Osach the shalmoi hu v'loy chilufov. You have shalosh regalim on the new animal. There will be balteacher. But won't be baltacha be regal rishain. You won't say the two regalim from before and mitzvah from with the regal. Now you need shalosh regalim on a new animal. But this price sounds like it's l'chol adeis. And we had before various opinions in Tanaim. So Reb Meir's opinion was that just like regal rishain, you have an essay. So regal rishain, you violate the lois essay, the lois sacha the shami. One Tana said two regalim, one Tana said three regalim. That's a weep pasuk. One Tana said, we regard them Kisidron, and the other Tana said Sukkos. Everything depends. The five different opinions. So the Gemara says, but according to Rab Meir, this price on Ardaf also. The Torah on the top line. Rab Meir also subscribes to this price. The Gemara says, but according to Rab Meir, the case that we gave is not correct. The case that we gave was that I already waited Shnei Regalim on the first animal, then I got a mum kavua, and then I switched it to a new animal. So then one regal goes by. So you don't say, well, it's up to two regalim from the original animal, the one regal now adds up to shalosh regalim. But if you hold like a mayor, so you have regal echad, so you do violate bal tachem. So come to a mayor, what does he do with this drasha? I mean, Rab Meir doesn't believe in this drasha of who will lochi lufav. What can be the case that you have a drasha that chiluf of a not subject about ta'acher means that you're not mitzar from before or from now? The Gemara says, no, also good case. Amar Rav, good case. Let's say the person was magdish in korban before Pesach. So you have to, Pesach is 7 days of Pesach on the level of the rice, 7 days of Pesach. So in the middle, so he has to be makar of the korban before Pesach is over in order not to violate bal teacher. In the middle of Pesach, it develops a mum kavua, and he's paid it on a different animal, and then the other animal, he waits till the end of Pesach. So has he violated bal teacher aliba de remer? So same thing, ma'od de tema, the first 4 days, I'm going to start from with the last 3 days. First 4 days by the first animal, I'm going to start from with the last 3 days, by the second animal, at which I switched the kedusha to the second one. So ma'od de tema, you're in violation of bal teacher. Kamash malon, no. The Tosis points out, you see from the Gemara, the little Tosis, shuhuma metoch haregel, lein bal teacher el v'chol haregel. You only violate bal teacher, according to a mayor, if you wait until you violated the whole regel. Let's say he was magdish the korban in the middle of Pesach. Then he doesn't violate bal teacher because he waited till the end of Pesach. You have to wait bal teacher the whole duration of the whole yontif. So here, the first 4 days of the regal, he was ma'achad the first korban. The last 3 days of the regal, ma'achad the second korban. So ma'od etema, one might have thought, sal kadat ramina, kol mekach kamikosid, the new one, was chilolo, he was mechala the kedusha of the old one that had a mum kavu onto the new one. I would have thought it's been starf yachad. So Kamash Malan, then it's not Mitzarev. The same shot that we say La'alocha, that needed Shalosh Regalim. It can't be Mitzarev the two Regalim from the first animal with the third regal from the second animal. The same as Ali Vidarame. You're not Mitzarev the first 4 days from the first animal, the dilly dallying by the first animal. You're not Mitzarev that with the last 3 days of Yanta by the second animal. You're not Mitzarev the two together. Okay. Then the Gemara continues. The pasuk says that when you have bechor, behema tahira, it's a korban. If it's a behema tmima, you makriv it on the mizbech, and if it's a behema balas mum, then it's a matnas kohuna. When it's korb on the mizbech, also it's a matnas kohuna. When you makriv it, who has the right to eat it? It's only eaten by kohanim. Only eaten by bechor ma'isa pesach. So the bechor is matnas kohuna. Even Bizman Azeh, that there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Bechor is from the Matnas Kohuna. So you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then you have to give it to the Kohanim. Kohanim have a right to eat it. So the Pasuk says, how does it say? The Pasuk says, the Rashi quotes, Dibra Maschel She'obrash Nasa, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Omid in the Rashi's, a mitzvah to eat the b'chor b'toch shnasa before it's 1 year old. That's the behemoth was born on Zion Adar, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. When it comes next year, the Gemara says, b'kotchim, you count shoyes. When a child becomes bar mitzvah, so you become yud gimel shana v'yaymechot, so the Gemara says, and neither that it's me'eis la'eis. So usually me'eis la'eis means till the hour. So that's one opinion in Tosfos, a big machlokes. So one opinion in the Baal HaRei Tosfos is if the child was born, Moshe Rabbeinu was born Zayin Adar, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he becomes bar mitzvah 13 years later, Zayin Adar, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Most of the Rishonim, it's hard to say most, half of the Rishonim disagree. A lot of Rishonim and Achranim hold like that. Morgan Avram quotes in machlokes in Orachayim when it says the chazan gets up, if there's a minion, Chazan gets up and he says Chatzi Kaddish after Yishtabach, before Baruch Hu. That's when the Tefillah B'tzibur begins, when the Chazan says the Chatzi Kaddish before Baruch Hu. Before that, he's not really a Shliach Tzibur. He's the MC. He's just leading. But when you say Chatzi Kaddish, the Chazan, he starts Shachris with the Chatzi Kaddish and then with the Baruch Hu. So there the Shulchan Aruch says you have to have a minion. Asar anashim gedolim. What's the definition of gedolim? Not bar, you have to be after bar mitzvah. One is bar mitzvah. You can yud gimel shana v'yamecha me'eis le'eis. Then the Morgan Avram quotes the machlokes. The half of the Rishonim hold me'eis le'eis mean till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the other, the more popular opinions, me'eis le'eis just means you shouldn't think that all the children born in the course of 1 year between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, they all become bar mitzvah the Rosh Hashanah that's going to be the 14th year of their lives. A boy becomes bar mitzvah the first day in the 14th year. A girl becomes bar mitzvah the first day in the 13th year of her life. That's called Yud Yom Hashanah V'Yei Mechad. We explained the other day, Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zion Adar, so 13 years later on Vav Adar, that's the end of Yud Yom Hashanah. When it comes Zion Adar 13 years later, that's the first day of the 14th year. So a girl becomes bar mitzvah the first day of the 13th year, and a boy becomes bar mitzvah the first year, first day in the 14th year. So what's called the first day in the 14th year? So we might have mistakenly thought, this is how many Rishonim might have mistakenly thought, all the children born between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah 13 years ago, when it comes Rosh Hashanah of the 14th year, that their 13th birthday is going to take place in that year. It's going to be, so that Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the 14th year. So I would have thought, mistakenly, all the children become bas mitzvah on the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of that year. That's the first day in the 13th year for the girls, first day in the 14th year for the boys. So kamash malon, no, you become bar mitzvah, me'eis le'eis. It does mean literally me'eis le'eis, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No, you become bar mitzvah on Zayin Adar. When it comes to Shkia, Zayin Adar, Tesel Kohom, the night before Zayin Adar, they become Bar Mitzvah. It doesn't mean Me'es Leis, but by Karbonis, the Gemara of the Farish, it's taken literally. Me'es Leis is a little. That if the Bechor was born 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you have to make sure that you eat it. How does it say, Rashi quotes, L'fnei Hashem Lokecha Tochlenu, Shana Bishana. It says it by Pchor. The original pasuk says by Pchor. So the Gemara here says that the din applies. Sounds like it's a din deraisa. And the Bavli sounds like it's a din deraisa. You look at the Feinayim in the back of the Gemara. So he will always notify you when the Rishalmi or the Tanchum or the Medrash Rabba, when they are Yalkut Shemayim, something. He gives you all the other related sources. So he'll always tell you when they disagree. So he thinks he wrote a Chibra on the Rishalmi. So he thinks the Rishalmi holds that this din, the Fnei Hashem alakecha tochlenu shana b'shana, means you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So that's only if you're eating the b'chor when it's korev on the mizbech, when it's a b'chor tam, and it's a korban. So kachim kalam anechal b'chol huir in Yerushalayim. Kachim kachim only anechal zichir kun in the Azorah, and kachim kalam anechal in kol huir. The term Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, the Minchas Chinuch points out, the expression Lefnei Hashem Elokecha has different meanings in different psukim. It says, Chalta Hashem Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, Maisa Digoncha B'sirosh V'Yitzirach V'Choris B'Korach B'Tzeinecha. So you eat Maisa Sheni Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, it means in Yerushalayim. Here you eat the B'chor Lefnei Hashem Elokecha in Yerushalayim. Then it says, V'Shachata Ben Abaka Lefnei Hashem. When you shech karbonis lefnei Hashem, doesn't mean in Yerushalayim. You have to shech it in the Azorah. And sometimes lefnei Hashem alkecha means in Har HaBayis. It's not enough Yerushalayim, but you don't need Azorah. By shechitas karbonis says, shechatas ben abak lefnei Hashem means in the Azorah. It says, b'chatzah tzuras v'kol shofa hariyu lefnei HaMelech Hashem. So the Gemara says, lefnei HaMelech Hashem, when you're in the Beis HaMikdosh, even if you're only in Har HaBayis, you don't have to be in the Azor eating Mars, even if you're only Harabayas. So on Rosh Hashanah, there's a mitzvah to blow Shofar. On a Taina Siba, there's a mitzvah to blow Chatzaitzvahs. But in Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, Chatzaitzvahs, Vekol Shofar, Huya Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, on Yom HaTainis and on Rosh Hashanah, in the Migdash, you blow both Shofar and Chatzaitzvahs simultaneously. And on a Taina Siba, also you blow both. You blow both. Chutz lebeis hamigdash, you don't have that din. That's only lefnei Hashem alakecha. So the Menachas Chinuch points out that the expression lefnei Hashem alakecha means in a makom mekudosh, in a location that has kedusha. Kedusha is beis hamigdash, but different levels of kedusha is beis hamigdash. So with respect to shechitas kachim, it says the shachat is ben abaka lefnei Hashem in the irazara. With respect to bechata tzoras v'kol shofar hariyah lefnei melech Hashem, the Gemara says it's in Har HaBayis. You don't need Azara. Kedusha HaRabayis is a little lower. And with respect to eating, V'chalta Hashem Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, Ma'aseh Digonecha B'Sirosh V'Yitzarecha, Ma'aseh Sheni in Kodshim Kalim, is Echal B'chol Ho'ir. All of Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Mishnah in Kalim, in the first parak in Kalim, lists off as the Kedusha saying, the 10 levels of Kedusha's HaMikdash, and the whole Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas based on the 10 levels. The Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Hechel and Ben Hulam Olam Mizbeach, and then there's with Kohanim and there's with Yisrael, and there's with Snoshim, different degrees, different levels of Kedusha and the Beis HaMikdash. So the Yefeinayim points out, he understands the Yerushalmi is saying that this din he has to eat the Bchor, Toch Shnosai, within the first year, only minatari, it only applies if it's a b'chor tam and if it's korban and it's be'ah, because that's what the pasuk says. Lefnei Hashem Elokecha tochlenu shana b'shana toch shnasai is lefnei Hashem Elokecha in Yerushalayim. That's only when it's korban and it's be'ah. When it's a balmum and you eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim, so the whole din of shana b'shana doesn't apply minatari. Midrabbanan is still a din, but minatari doesn't apply. So the Gemara says lechatchila. One might have thought here 10 lines from the bottom. Let's say you bring a korban chatos. A korban chatos has to be bashnasa. Chatos she'obershnasa. Let's say a person was magdish chatos, and he has to be makrifit. He was mchal shabbos b'shoigig or eichamitz b'pesach b'shoigig, and he has to bring a chatos. So he's mafrish chatos, and then he dilly dallies, and the chatos already is 1 year old. Chatos was born on Zion Od at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The Rebbe Zion Oder 4:01 in the afternoon. So the din is a chatos shabbos nasa is puzzle. It's one of the chamish chatos hameis. So you can't be makir of it. So that's what the Brisa says. Yoga, one might think 10 lines before the bottom of Hamid Beis. One might mistakenly think that a b'chor Shabbos Nasa is also puzzle, just like a chatos Shabbos Nasa is puzzle, and you have to lock it up and let it die from starvation. One might have thought, by b'chor, there's no din of chatos hamesis. You don't lock it up, but you would think you have to wait year after he's died. You have to wait till it gets a moment, and then be paid it, take the money and buy a b'chor as a kochim kalim. So moiser kochim kalim is korev shlamim. So you'll take the money and buy shlamim with it. So he says, Talmud Lomar, they learn out from the pasuk. It's not like chatos. Chatos shavish nasa is puzzle, but a b'chor shavish nasa does not become puzzle. The Gemara says, how do you calculate over shnasa? The b'chor was born on Zion Adar 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So do you say over shnasa is next year? 4 o'clock in the afternoon, mi'eis li'eis, that's it. Or do you say, no, you can't be makrevit as a korban until yom hashmini b'holi yiratzel korban ishal Hashem. So the first 7 days don't count. It says you should eat the b'chor toch shnasai. But you can't be makrevit the b'chor before the 8th day. That will be puzzle. It will be also b'chiva. Shavas yamim v'tachsin, it's called m'chus hazman. The two kinds of m'chus hazman. One m'chus hazman, I shechted the mother today, and I'll shecht the vlad. I shechted the vlad, and the second one is a korban. So if you shecht the korban today, that you should have waited till tomorrow because of osav es benoi. So it's possible to have it. Not only have you violated an avera, the korban is possible because mechus es man. There's another mechus es man. You have to wait till the 8th day by korbanos, and if you shecht it within the 7 days, the korban is possible even by the avera. So that's two kinds of mechus es man. Then, so the Gemara has the question, how do you calculate the Shana B'Shana? Lefnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlenu Shana B'Shana, the B'chor, the Chatchilu should be eaten within the 1st year. If you waited till after the 1st year is up, you don't say it's like Chata Shabbosh Nasa, it's possible, but the Yevet it will be kosher, but the Chatchilu is supposed to eat it Toch HaShana. So do you calculate from the Yom HaShmini, because before the Yom HaShmini, you're not supposed to be Makrevit. It'll be possible by the Eved if you're makrevit. So the Gemara says it depends. It depends whether it's a b'chor balmum. Is it a b'chor balmum? Is it a b'chor tam? If it's a b'chor tam, here the top line on Zion Amud Aleph. Here, take a look, the last 3 lines on Vav Amud Beis. Yiboy lohu, b'chor me'em asay mo'anim lo'shana. He's supposed to eat the b'chor toch shnasa. B'chata shavach ne'a sham lo'kecha, shana b'shana. Where, how do you count the year? Abayam and Misha Shanavat, it's born on Zion Adar. Ravada, Ravacha Bar Yankee farm and Misha Shanir of the Hatsa only from the 8th day on. So the Gemara will upligi, it's not a machlekes, Hod Bitam, Hod Balmum. The Babli assumes that it's a din deraisa, other places also. Babli assumes that it's a din deraisa, Tidya Tok Shnasa, both by Balmum and by Tam. Maybe the Ushami disagrees that by Balmum it's only the Rabbanan, but the Babli seems to hold that both deraisa. So if it's a tam and your makrevit is a korban, so there's a din yom hashmini v'chol. So before the 8th day, you couldn't be a makrevit. So you have a year starting the 1st day of the year is the 8th day. It was born on Zion Adar. So a week later, whatever, Zion Adar is on a Wednesday. So next week, Wednesday, the 1st day of the year. And a year after that, you have to eat it, l'chatchila. But if it's a balmum and you're going to shecht it, all karbonis, when they get a mum, you have to be paid to them, and then take the money to buy a different karbon. The two karbonis that you don't have to be paid to, a b'chor and maisa. So when a b'chor gets a mum kabul, you have to have someone paskin, either a bezin or a yochid mumch, who knows, you have to paskin that it's a mum kabul, shouldn't be a mum oiver. If it's a mum oiver, you can't be makrif, but you can't be paid to either. If it has a mum kabul, then you can even be paid to. So if you have a b'chor balmum, and then you don't have to be paid it. You just ascertain that it's a balmum kavua, and then you can. So then there's no din of yom hashmini v'chol yiratzel of the korban ishal Hashem. So then the year begins from Mishor Shanavat, from the day that it was born. And then the Gemara says that it's me'es li'es. Then the Gemara said that is going to be, that's a Gemara not here. That's a Gemara in Zohar, I think, that if it was born 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so the year is up 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There is a din. The Gemara asked the Kasha, what do you mean if it's a B'chor Tam that you have to wait till the Yom HaShemini? If it's a B'chor Balmum, then you don't have to wait till the Yom HaShemini. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to shecht any animal before the seventh day. Maybe it's a Sofik Nefil. If you shecht an animal before 8 days, you're not allowed to eat. It's a Sofik Nefil. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, Balmum, mi motzi ochalei? You're not allowed to shecht it within the 8 days. How can we say that if it's a Balmum, the year begins from the day that it was born? Why? Just like if it's a Tam, you couldn't have been makered it within the first 7 days. You have to wait till the Yom HaShemini. So for shechting a schulan, also you have to wait till the Yom HaShemini. That's a big machlokes, a rishonim in Yeridei. That's a machlokes, whether that's a din d'arais or din d'rabbanan. If you shecht chulin within the first 7 days, it's a sofik nefo. Is that a real din d'arais or din d'rabban? So the way the Gemara is asking, it sounds a little bit as if they hold that it's a din d'arais. So they should point out, and the Rambam is mashma that he holds that it's a din d'arais, because the Rambam says if you shecht an animal within the first 7 days, it's a sofik nefo. But if you eat it, ain't lokim olav. Because it's only a sofik. If the whole din is only a din, the rabbanon, so of course ain't loikim olav. So, but the fact that the Rambam had to say ain't loikim olav because it's a sofik, it sounds pretty clearly that he holds that it's a real sofik deraisa. But ain't loikim olav. It's only a sofik. So here the Gemara says that din that you have to wait. That's a Gemara Masechah Shabbos in Perek HaBlezer de Mila. The Gemara says you can't shecht an animal before Chashit Cheschulin. You can't shecht an animal before the first 7 days are up. You have to wait till the eighth day because Safik Nefel. And if a human baby dies, a baby is born and it dies within 30 days, also it's called the Safik Nefel. We assume that the mitzvah opinion of Ben was established after the Yom Shloshim, B'chodesh Tifti, make Pidyon HaBeim after 30 days, because usually when the baby is 30 days old, there's Yatzei Mechlal Sofik Nefel, and we assume also that the Torah established the din that you have to shecht the karbanos from the 8th day on, because within the first 7 days, till the 8th day, it's a Sofik Nefel. Yeah, but the reason why it's a Sofik Nefel, our Gemara says, and the Gemara there says they're the same thing. The reason why the baby is a Sofik Nefel before the 30th day, the reason why the behemoth is a Sofik Nefel, because you don't know if Kol HaChadosh, we don't know when the pregnancy began. If it was, what if it's B'yodua Shekol HaChadosh, you know that it's a full-term pregnancy. So then it's not a Sofik Nefel, even if the baby dies within 30 days, and even if you shech the animal. Today they make all of the animals on all the farms all over the world. They make the animals pregnant by artificial insemination because they want to have the strongest vulodis possible. So they take zera from a behema, a zohar, that's a strong behema. They do everything artificial insemination. So we know exactly when the behema became mu'uberes. So let's say we know the woman also. We know when she became. Women who observe taras hamishpacha, so we know they couldn't become mu'uberes during the time that they're not allowed to be with their husbands. So we know when she became uberis. So if you know, and it's called Olah Chadoshim, then you don't have to wait to 30, you have to wait 30 days for Pidyon HaBen anyway, even if you're doer should call Olah Chadoshim, you have to wait till the 8th day by the Korbanos anyway. But the other statement that the Gemara said, that if the baby dies within 30 days, you don't observe Avelus because it's a Sofik Nefel, and if the behemah, you shech the behemah schulam within the first 10 days, you're not allowed to eat it. So if nefil, that's only if it's any yodush and kolach adosh. But if you know that it was a full-term pregnancy, then you don't have to wait till the 8th day. You don't have to wait till the 8th day if you shech in chulam. Shech in kachim you do. You don't have to wait till the 30th day for pidyon haben you do, even if you're even post-mature, even if you're always there in the rechen for longer than 9 months. You still have to. What called kolal chadoshav? So by human beings, so that's the Gemara. In the days of the Gemara, they understood. I guess they heard from the doctors of their generation. They heard that there are two types of pregnancies by human beings. There's a 7-month pregnancy and a 9-month pregnancy. If a baby is born in the 8th month, so you have to establish, is it a post-mature 7-month pregnancy, which case is fine, or is it a premature 9-month pregnancy, in which case the child is a suffix nephil. So the Gemara says you have to look at the baby. If the baby has hair on his head and he has long fingernails, obviously it's a kolo l'chadoshev. Obviously it's a post-mature 7-month pregnancy. In Shulchan Aruch and Hilcha Shabbos, they quote the Ritva, who says, we don't know what in the world they're talking about. What does it mean, a 7-month pregnancy? Our doctors don't never heard of such a thing. We just know about a 9-month pregnancy. So they give, okay, so there is such a thing as a 9-month pregnancy. So the Gemara has a machlokes. In the days of the Gemara, there was a machlokes, but the Yoledes Letisha, the Gemara talks about Yoledes Lishiva and Yoledes Letisha. So Yoledes Lishiva, we don't know what it means, but the Yoledes Letisha, we know, a 9-month pregnancy. So the Gemara has a machlokes, a medical machlokes. Yoledes Letisha, is Yoledes Lenukutoin, is it normal, natural to give birth once she began into the 9th month? If she already finished 8 months, his 9th month started, so that's kol alachadosh. What he said, no, your letters lishisha, any letters lemikatoin, need 9 full months. And 9 full months does mean every other month it's 29 days, every other month it's 30 days, like in the Jewish calendar. It does mean like in the Goyish calendar, every other month it's 30 days, every month 31 days. It's 9 full months of 30 days each. That's what it's befavorish in the Gemara. 9 full months of 30 days each. The Pischei Tshuva points it out. So this was a machloikas in the days of the Gemara and a machloikas in the days of the Rishonim, how the Paskan, the Rambam, and the Ramban. By the time the Ramah writes on the Shulchan Aruch in the 1500s, he quotes the Tashbetz, that whatever was in the days of the Gemara is irrelevant. Today, maybe Nishtana Hatvayim, today it's perfectly normal. When a woman begins the 9th month, that's called full-term pregnancy. At the beginning of the 9th month, that's normal. And if you know for sure that the woman already entered into the beginning of the 9th month, then it's no longer a suffix nephil. And then let's say the baby dies within a month after it's born. So then if the baby was born into the 9th month, then there would be a velus. That's called kol alachadoshim, and it's no longer a suffix nephil. The same thing by Shechita. Let's say they did artificial insemination. That's what they do in all the farms all over the world. They do artificial insemination. So we know when the pregnancy began. And there's a 5-month, Behemah Daka has a 5-month pregnancy, Behemah Gasa has a 9-month pregnancy. So if you know that it's called a Lo Chadosha, then you're allowed to shecht it even within the first 8 days. That's what the Gemara says. We're talking about a case, the kinlei beishikol olachadoshav. So if you know kol olachadoshav, then you can shecht it from, if it's chulin, then you can shecht the day number one. So then, lefnei Hashem alakech, paklenu, shana b'shana, the year begins from the day that it was born, and from the hour, it goes me'eis li'eis. The Gemara said, by the behemoth, for sure it goes me'eis li'eis. So that's the din that the Gemara has over here. The eating of the prayer is the original pasuk. The original pasuk is by B'chor Lefnei Hashem Lakech Atochlenu Shana B'Shana. Yeah, but it's not like a Chata Shabu Shnasa, that it's a puzzle. It's a puzzle L'Chatas and L'Misa Ozlo. If you have the prayer after the Shana, so you violated the L'Chatchila, but B'Yevah the carbon will be kosher. Yeah. Then the Gemara learns that from Yafuse, there's a violation of Bal Te'acher on Shumas and Maisvis. That's how the Gemara said before. You wait Shalosh Shigolim. Tosfos says if you are mafresh the Shumas and Maisvis, and you wait Shalosh Shigolim till you give away the Truma to the Kohen, the Maisa Rishon to the Levi, Maisa Rani to the Oni, if you wait Shalosh Shigolim, then you violate Bal Te'acher. Tosfos says, Kozman, you're not mafresh, so you don't have there's no din of Bapti Yachem. Once you are mafresh, if you weren't mafresh, so you have more than Shalosh Golem, there's no din of Bapti Yachem, but there is a din that Shas Abir, that we discussed at Tosis. You have to, the 7-year cycle is divided into 3 units. The first 3 years, you give Shemagdala Maisa Rish, Maisa Sheni, year one and two, then year number three, you give Maisa Ani instead of Maisa Sheni. Then the next 3 years is a repeat of the first 3 years, and then the seventh year is Shnas HaShmita. So from Rosh Hashanah of the fourth year till Erev Pesach is the Shas Avir. The Torah gives us 6 months to give away all the Trumas and Maisas that have to be given away. And the same thing when the sixth year is up, Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year till Erev Pesach, of the Shemitah year, that's the Shas Abi, you give everything away, and then you recite the Bidah Maisa, Biyati HaKadosh Ben Abayis. It says, Yamata Sham, Yamata Lefnei Hashem Alakech. How does it say? How do you say? Biyati HaKadosh Ben Abayis, Gam Nisat of Lalevi. So that's Bidah Maisa. So there it says an expression, Yamata Lefnei Hashem Alakech. So that's a machloek, is the Rambam and the Rabbi. What does Lefnei Hashem Malakecha mean? We said for the Minchas Chinuch, he points out, sometimes Lefnei Hashem Malakecha means in the Azara, by Shechitas Karbonis, or Shachet Dizban Abakel Lefnei Hashem. Sometimes by Tkir Shefer V'Chatzetzvis, that in the Migdash you blow, whenever there's Shefer, you blow Chatzetzvis with it. Whenever there's Chatzetzvis, and the time is Sibur, you blow Shefer with it. So that's only Harabais or in the Azara. If it's in Yerushalayim, you don't have. That means either Harabayis or Azara. But when it comes to eating Maisa Sheni, eat Kachim Kalim and Maisa Sheni, that's Lefnei Hashem Alakech means in Yerushalayim. Here it says, V'amata Lefnei Hashem Alakech, B'yati HaKadosh Ben Abayis. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rabbi, but I forgot who says who. In Hilchas Maaser Sheni by Videi Maaser, so one of them says you have to say Videi Maaser in the Azara, Lefnei Hashem Alakecha, and the other one says no, you can be standing in New York City, you can be standing in Tannersville, upstate New York, and you can say Biyata, like you daven Lefnei Hashem Alakecha, so you can declare Biyata Hakadosh Ben Abayis Lefnei Hashem doesn't mean at a location, you should speak to the Rebbe Shlom, speak in the presence of the Lord, so that's already tricky. When does Lefnei Hashem Alakecha refer to a locality, a specific place, either the Azara or the Harabais or the Yerushalayim? When does it just mean the presence of Hashem? It can be anywhere in the world. So that's a machlok, a strange machlok is on the level of the rice between the Rambam and the Ravid. Where do you recite Videi Maaser? Dafke in the Azara or anywhere? That's a machlok. The next Gemara, we did already, that if a person pledges to give tzedakah, he pledges to bring the carbon in, and he doesn't fulfill it, but if a person took an edda to bring a carbon, and then he dilly-dallies and he violates Shalosh Regalim, he violated Shalosh Regalim. He violated Baal Tachet, but the neder, that's not called Baal Benedar. The neder, he was Mekayim. So then Ishtu Shalodim will not be Mesa because of that. If he never brings the carbon, it's clear, he never plans to bring the carbon at all, then Ishtu Shalodim Mesa. So that's why they darshan. That the carbon is kosher. That's what we mentioned, Mishlah Melech in the Sefer Parash Drachim, the whole essay on this, because the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs writes not so. The Rambam says that if a person violates Baal Tachet, he waited Shalosh Regalim, it turns out Shalosh Regalim, according to the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs, is the Zman that we give you to fulfill the mitzvah of Motzvah Sechot Tishmar, of fulfilling the Neder. And if you waited until Bes Shalosh Regalim, you will not Mikayim Motzvah Sechot Tishmar. So that's what the Mishlah Melech says. He in the Parashas Drachim, he says there is such a Medrash Rabbah on Bereshis. That's the Makar of the Rambam, but it's against the Bavli. It's against this Gemara. This Gemara says that the Korban is not affected, and that the Neder has been fulfilled. So the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs is following a different Makar. It's following the Medrash Rabbah. The Gemara later on the Amud quotes the Pasuk. It's a Gemara, really, in Erechin, Dachlof Aleph. The Gemara has there two cases, the Mishnah has, two cases in Erechin, where we say, Kofenos Hashem Eroitzani. Sometimes the din requires that the Bezdin is kof a man to give his wife a get. Let's say a kohen is married to a grusha. Yisrael is married to a mamzeres. So he's in violation of Anisa Torah. So the Bezin will be koy for him to give a get. Either din is the get has to be given me daito, and if the get is a get mausa, if they force you to give a get, the get is possible. So the Mishnah says sometimes Bezin will beat them up. Makanosa. Kofanosa Hachiyama Raitsani, that it should be me daito. By the get it should be me daito. And by the carbon, let's say a person is he took an edit to bring an oil or shlamim. We say that he's spending all of his money, and he's not going to have any money left. That's what Tesis explains over here, where faith is going to violate Baal Te'acher. So if it's a chatas or an asham, and he knows if he doesn't bring it, he's not going to get a kapara. So we assume he will hustle on his own. We don't have to beat him up. We don't have to force him. He will probably be encouraged on his own because he wants to have a kapar. Unless we say that the year is coming to an end and he's soon going to violate Baal Te'acher. And we see he doesn't care. So then all the Rishonim say, then you are kofer, even on the Chatas and the Oshim. We don't say since he's not going to get kapara, he will be self-motivated to do it. If he's about to violate Baal Te'acher, we will be kofer him. But so whenever you kofer a person to bring a korban, so you have the problem. On the one hand, it has to be Yakir Vosa Lutzoinai. On the other hand, Yakir Vosa Kofanosa. So what do you do? It's Kofanosa Chaimer Reitzani. Beat him up till he says Reitzani. The same thing by the get. The Kofan get on two reasons. Sometimes Benod Lamakam. The man is married to a coin, is married to a Grusha, or Yisrael is married to a Mamzeris. Or sometimes he's a miserable husband. He doesn't support his wife. He beats her up, whatever. So whenever he's not living up to his half of the deal and he's just holding his wife hostage, she's married and he's not a decent husband, so then you kofer on Ben Adam L'Chavera. That's a kfir because of Ben Adam L'Chavera. Two different kinds of kfir on a get. So whenever the bezna is kofer on a get, whenever the bezna is kofer kaloche, then the get is kosher because the bezna has a right to be kofer. The Gemara asks, why is it good? What does it help? Kofanos Hashem Arotzani. It should still be called the Get Bal Korcha. So the Gemara has two explanations. So one explanation the Gemara gives is Tol Yub Zovin Zvina Zvina. That's a hold the gun to your head and I say, I come to your house and you have a painting on the wall. It's your painting. It's your Rembrandt. You paid for it a fortune of money. So I say, I want you to sell me the painting for a dollar. It's worth millions of dollars. I say, I want you to give me the painting, otherwise I kill you. So the guy says, here's the painting. Okay, I don't want to die, here's the painting. So he agreed to give it to me. So that's no. That's called the Kinyan Bakorchai, so it's not chal. That's no das, it's not chal. What if I say, how much does the painting, how much is it worth? He says, worth $5 million. I say, I want to buy it. He says, it's not for sale. I hold up a gun. I said, I'm going to kill you unless you sell it to me. I'm going to give you $6 million. He says, I don't want to sell it. So then we say, when he finally agrees, told you, this oven, I threatened to kill him unless he sells it to me, and I give him the right amount. Then we paskin the machloikas, we paskin, told you, this oven, Svina is going to tell you, the yoyev, if they threaten him till he gives it to Matana, or he pays $1 million and it's worth $6 million, that's told you, the yoyev. So Tolyub Yoyev is a mechira bal kocha, it's not chal. But Tolyub is oven. I threaten to kill him and I give him the full amount that it's worth. So then we paskin that it is a good kinyan. Why? Under the circumstances, sometimes people are hard pressed for money and they'll agree to sell privately owned things in order to pay up all of their debts, in order to put food on the table. So that's what we paskin. Tolyub is oven, zvinaj. So the same we say over here, the Gemara says, once you paskin Tolyub is oven, zvinaj, zvinaj, because that's under these circumstances, that's called das. So if the bezdin tells the fellow, you have to give your wife a get because you're a miserable husband, and so we force him to give his wife a get, so that's considered tolyu v'zovin. Why is it tolyu v'zovin? It should be like tolyu v'yoyv. You took away my wife. So the answer is, kozman, you have the wife, you're mukhayif to support her. Now that we force you to divorce her, so now you save all that money. So you're not mechuyev to support her. So it's not called Talyu v'yohiv, it's called Talyu v'zovin. So the way we pass on Talyu v'zovin, zvina, zvina, under those circumstances, it is called das. So by the get, it shouldn't have been a problem at all. The Gemara says, if you don't believe until you is oven, so how do you understand the Mishnah in Erech and Dafid Aleph that by the get Mu'usa, if Bezin forces an end to give a get, it's a kosher get, one should say it's a get, it should be puzzle. The Gemara says, maybe it's kosher for a different reason, that deep down in everyone's, all Jewish people have a desire to observe all the mitzvahs, and deep down in his heart, everybody wants to follow what the Rabbanim tell him. So when he says, the Rambam quotes this in the end of Perek Beis and Hilchas Gittin, the Rambam quotes this, how come the get is good, it should be a get, bar korcha? So he says, Leir Rab Soloveitchik used to say, he says, I don't want to give my wife a get, that's not his true self speaking, that's his pseudo-personality. That's not really his, it's not a sensible statement. When they beat him up, and they force him, and he finally says, okay, I want to give my wife a get, then we say that's his true self. His true personality is speaking now. And he says, I want, Rotza Ani means his true Ani, he really wants to give the get. So that's a famous Rambam. All the Bali Musa quote that Rambam, but it's a famous, difficult Rambam, because the Kasha is, since the Rambam Paskins told you, Vizav is Vina is Vina, so he didn't need this explanation. This explanation was only given in the Gemara and Cheskes Abatim, if you don't hold Tal Yuv is oven. Once the Rambam Paskins Tal Yuv is oven, Hilchas Mechira, Tal Yuv is oven, Zvin is Zvin. Under these circumstances, this is called Das, people would agree. So the Gemara says, by the get, you don't need any explanations at all. So that's famous. Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz has a sefer on the Rambam Hilchas Gerishin, and he has a long arichas on this. So all the Achrenim have a long discussion on this. Why did the Rambam have to give that explanation that everyone wants to follow? Every Jewish person has deep in his heart a desire to observe all the mitzvahs of Torah. What did he need that psychological explanation? Could have just said, Tol Yuv is oven is good. The more considers it the case of Tol Yuv is oven. What does it mean exactly? They force him to give a get, and then he has to say, Rotzani. They write on a paper, say, Rotzani, they beat him up, and they say, we're going to keep on beating you until you say what it says on the paper. He says, okay, I give in, Rotzani. I don't think that's good. What does he have to say, Rotzani? I think Rotzani means he volunteers something on his own that they didn't force him to do. They say, you mukhif to give a get, so I refuse to give it a get. But then they say, we're going to beat you up. So he says, I don't care. So they start beating him up. And then he still says he refused. Then they keep on beating him up. And he, okay, I was going to give the get anyway. When he blurts out something that we didn't force him to, we're going to give the get anyway. You don't have to hit me so much. I was kidding. I didn't mean it. When he adds something that we didn't force him to say, that's called right, Sonny. But if we have a piece of paper and we say, we're going to beat you up until you read what it says on the paper, and he says, right, Sonny. So I think that that's told you. I think that's no good. He has to make the statement, right, Sonny. And the Mishnah has it by two cases. Mishnah and Erechin has it by a get and by Karbonis. The case that's called Imakrabosa by Karbonis and by the get. The Rambam in Hilchas Kiddushin writes some of these dinim. There's a machlokes, the Rambam, the Rive, and the Hilchas Mechira and the Hilchas Kiddushin. Maybe tomorrow we'll start with that. We'll be netted tomorrow. There's a famous comment from Rab Chaim Soloveitchik that Rab Soloveitchik said over. Rab Shach heard so much from Rab Elbele, this he didn't hear from him. So this Rab Shach says on his own, he writes, and it's word for word, the same that Rab Soloveitchik said, B'shem Rab Chaim. So maybe when they it tomorrow, we'll discuss. The Ravid is Masig on the Rambam, both in Hilchas Kiddushin, Hilchas Ishus, and Hilchas Mechira. And Hilchas Gzeila Aveda, first pack in Gzeila Aveda, why the Rambam forgot to say Kofanot Hashem Roitzani, why he forgot to say Roitzani by Kiddushin and by Kinyonim. So maybe later tomorrow we'll start with that. Okay.
Rabbi.
Yes.
What did Rabbi say about the a Timura of an Asham? What do you do with that?
We hold halacha l'moshe misinu cannot be extended. Mehilchas soloy afina. The midrash turned the dresh b'hem. They learn that midenecha l'chaver only apply on something that's torish and b'chsav. But halacha l'moshe misinu don't extend. So this din chamesh chatos hamesos is halacha l'moshe misinu. So it only applies by chatos. We hold it does not carry over to osham. So it's a moisa osham. It's a moisa osham. So moisa osham is karevayla. Moisa kachikachim is karevayla. So you wait till it gets a mum. You wait till the Oshim gets a mum, then you pay it, and then you take the money and you buy a korban oilas nidvas tzibur. And the menachas and the sachem is mishal tzibur. He doesn't pay from his, and he doesn't do smicha. It's not as not oilas yachid, it's an oilas tzibur. Carbon tzibi, you don't do smicha. So that's what the Gemara says. Kol shebechata loshan and Gemara, hilchus agmiri lo, kol shebechatas mesa, ba'oshem roa. Whatever by chatas is mesa, chamash chatos amesas. Chatas shavar shnasa, vlad chatas, tmuras chatas, niskapa ba'leah ba'cheres. And what was the fifth one? I forgot already. The five chamash chatos amesas. So the parallel by Osham, you don't say Mesa, you don't say Kachatas Kosham, the Hektish carries over, because Allah Moshe Messina, you never extend to Nidinech and Lachaveira. So, because of Kachatas Mesa, but Osham Roya, by Osham, you let it wait till it gets a mum, you let it graze in the pasture Roa until it gets a mum, and then when it gets a mum, then you pay it, and you take the money, and you buy carbon oil. So Tosfos, every 30 blot in Seder Kodshim, and Yumen, Zvachim, and Menachem, so all the Masechta, they quote this Rabbi Natan, that the real din deraisa was Kol Shebechatas Meisa Ba'osham Korevayla. The Osham itself is Korevayla. You don't have to wait till it gets a mum, and then be paid and take the money and buy another animal, and that becomes an oila. The Osham itself becomes an oila. But that's a midrabbanan, the Gemara said. That's exactly the rabbanan, that you shouldn't be makrevit oila, because you may by mistake be makrevit as an oila before it'll be nita klariya. So that's midrabbanan. So Rabbi Natan says, when the Gemara says that's the lashon of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, kol shebechatas mesa ba'osham roya, it's not exactly true. The lashon of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai used to be, the original nusach used to be kol shebechatas mesa ba'osham korev oila. In Midrabanan, they changed it. They added a chumr Midrabanan that it should be roa. But that's the din. Bottom line, that's the din. He's right, Midrabanan. You have to wait till it gets a mum. Then you pay, then you use the money to buy another animal. That other animal will not be an asham. It will be an oila. Oilas nidvas tzibur. Correct.
Rabbi.
Yes.
According to the man, the Amr, that chulen bazar is an iser Midrabanan, so why not bring the carbon the safek carbon toda anyways, and at most you'll be over in Isra Darabanan, but if not, you'll be over in Isra Daraisa of not bringing the carbon.
They don't let you. The Chacham don't let you. Then you're not in violation of the Acha. If the Rabbanan don't let you, you're not allowed to. Okay. Sometimes Hamida Divrayim, sometimes they insisted on observing the din of the Rabbanan, even in violation of mitzvahs menatar, sometimes Lehamida Divrayim. Different cases. Most of the time, Hamida Divrayim, they insisted on observing the Din Derabbanan. Let's say the Moel forgot that there's a baby needs a bris on Shabbos. The Moel forgot to bring his knife to the home where the baby is. So can yes kagoi to carry the knife on Shabbos? So we don't allow it. Hamida Divrayim, they insisted on Amir Oliakim is also. But let's say it's only a Carmelist. It's only a Carmelist. It's not a Rishis Ram Deraisa. But there's a mitzvah of Mila Bismana. Mila Bismana is Decha Shabbos, but Hamida Devem, and Makam Kares, even though if you don't do the bris, the baby will be Chayv Kares for not having a bris Mila. But the Chachamim insisted, you're not allowed to carry in a Carmelist. You're not allowed to ask a goy. Unless you ask a goy to carry in a Carmelist, that's a Shvuz de Shvuz per Makam Mitzvah. Okay, that the Gemara says is Mutter. But if it's not a Shvuz de Shvuz, it's only one Derabon, it's only a Carmelist. And the Jew will carry, the Moel will carry the knife in the Carmelist. Or you'll ask a goy to carry the knife in the Shusaram. It's not a Shvuz to Shvuz, one Rabbanim. So then it's also, even though B'makam Mila, even though Mila is a Chomer Dika Mitzvah, it's if the baby doesn't get the bris, the father won't be Chayv Kares for not doing the bris, but the baby, when he becomes by Mitzvah, if he doesn't have a bris done, he will be Chayv Kares. There's still the Gemara's Losh and Hamida Devrem, they insisted on observing the Din Rabbanim. I feel B'makam Kares.
But Rabbi, here it's a suffix Isser Derabanan. And usually we say suffix Derabanan Lekula. So why don't we say that suffix Derais Lechumran bring the carbon?
It's a good question. I don't know. We should look in the Rishayim Mustama, they ask it. But that's what it says in the Gemara. Yeah. I think we probably pass in the Chulam Bazar. I think we pass in Chulam Bazar is Derais. But it's a Machlekes Tanaim and a Machlekes Amaraim and Nazir. Good kasha. Okay, have a nice day, everybody. We'll learn tomorrow.
There's a run by a Seba that is mashma, you only say Sabak Darbana Lakula if it's a tircho. But if it's not a tircho, you don't say Savi Rabban Lakulu.
Right, right.
So that in his case, with the carbon.
This case with the carbon. The what? It's
not a tircho, maybe.
Not a question, but tircha means, no, a mitzvah. If it's the Safik Darabban, I'm b'chiv to do a mitzvah or not. So if it's not a big tircha, so why not do the mitzvah? But here it's the Safik Avera Darabban. You're talking Safik mitzvah mit Darabban. A Safik, they need a seba for the first two cases or the last two cases. You don't really need a seba on all the arba cases. Mikra, then you only need either the first two or the last two. So the Gemara says, since we don't know how to paskin the first or last two, so you need on all four. So the Ran asks, why don't you say Sfeka the Rabbana Lakula? The whole din of a seba is only with the Rabbana. So one answer that he gives is, not a big tircha, what's a big deal? So you do, that's by a Safik mitzvah, the Rabbana. But here we talk to Safik Avera, the Rabbana. So he tied in Safik Avera, the Rabbana should be muta. Sfeka the Rabbana should be muta. I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe the Gemara says, maybe this din is only on the basis, on the assumption that Chulam Bazar is the Raisin. I don't know.
Safek Aver Rabbanon would be muta even if it's not a tircha.
It's not a question of a tircha.
Not in a case where
tircha is a mitzvah. Safek mitzvah the Rabbanon. So strictly speaking, you're not mechuyev to do it. But it's not a big deal. Let's say
it's tircha not to be oivad averu. It's a safek if you're allowed to do this or not, and it's not a tircha not to do it. So you're going to say
the whole topic of tircha is only in a safek mitzvah. That is Safik Aver. That's a person who didn't have the mincha and say after the shkia. The Ramah says that the daven Dein Hashmoshes mincha is a Safik the Rabbanon. You should really be potter from davening. You should really say it's a Safik whether it's Laila. Dein Hashmoshes is a Safik Laila. So you should say you're potter from davening mincha. So the answer is big deal. What's so difficult about davening mincha? Daven already. Let's say a person didn't say hello all day long on Rosh Chodesh. He didn't say hello. Then it comes, it's late in the evening, it's Ben Hashmoshes. Big deal, so say the halal already. It's not going to take an hour, it's going to take 5 minutes. So since it's not such a big tircha, so you don't say Safik Darabana Lakula. When you talk about a Safik Avera though, there's no discussion of tircha. Safik Darabana Lakula, Safik Avera, so you make them, especially if you want to fulfill a mitzvah. So that's a good kashi. If you hold that Chulam Bazar is Lav Daraisa, then why shouldn't he violate the suffix of Chulam Bazar? It's a suffix. I don't know. It's a good kasha. Maybe it's like a ikva yisura. You don't always say suffix the Rabban al-Kula. Let's say have a taruvus of chad b'chad. Here there were two karbonis toida. They got mixed up. One was a real toida and one was a tmuras toida. So the tmuras toida is karib, but without lechem. And the toida is karib, you need with lechem. So since they were nesarvu, and one of them died. But that's called ikvi yisur. You know for sure, there's a taruvus of two. And whenever there's an ikva yisura, then you don't say safik derabana lakula. Let's say, have an isur derabana got mixed in chad b'chad with a piece of heter. And the worst avera will be is an avera derabana. But it's a taruvus of chad b'chad. So it says in Yerideya, you don't say Safik Darabana Lakula. Whenever it's Ikve Yisura, it's a different Chav L'Shem Safik. Ikve Yisura, when it's a Tarubis of Chad Bechad Ikve Yisura, that's when you Chai Boshim Tolui. Boshim Tolui is only one, it's a different kind of a Safik. So maybe that's the answer. Maybe here it's called the Nikva Yisura, because then it started off as a Tarubis of the two titles. Could be that's the answer. Very good. Okay.
Upon him, Lagabe Mitzvah, is that Ran La Locha? Lagabe Mitzvah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's quoted. Yeah, the Ramah says, if you didn't daven mincha till after the shkia, so we say safek derabanan lekula, we allow you to daven mincha. Why don't you say safek derabanan lekula, you're potter from davening mincha? They say, because not such a big tircha. No, you'll daven. If you didn't say halal yet on Rosh Chodesh, the halal is only a minig, or whenever halal is derabanan, you didn't say halal, and that's already the end of the day, being ashmashes. So the Rishonim say, big deal, so it's not such a big tircha. So you say, Safik Darabanan, you don't say Lekula there. It's not such a tircha, so you go Lechumah. It's based on a Gemara. That Ran is based on a Gemara. Very good. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.